Lamplight Audiobooks presents The Silken Rose by Carol McGrath, narrated by Jodie Holly Ann.
Les Heures Benedictines. Matins. Between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Lourdes. Between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. Prime. Around 7:30 or shortly before daybreak. Terce. 9 o'clock in the morning. Sext. Noon. Nones. 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Vespers. Late afternoon. Compline. Before 7 o'clock, as soon after that the monks retire. Angelus bells. Midnight. Arthur and Guinevere. At the king's arrival, the town resounds with the joyous welcome which they give. Silken shifts are taken out and hung aloft as decorations, and they spread tapestries to walk on and draped the streets with them while they waited for the king's approach. And the lady came forth, dressed in an imperial garb, a robe of fresh ermine, and upon her head she wore a diadem, all ornamented with rubies. No cloud was upon her face, but it was so full of joy that she was more beautiful, I think, than any goddess. Chrétien de Troyes, 1191. The Knight of the Lion, Project Gutenberg, 4 Arthurian Romances. 1. Canterbury, January 1236. The road from Dover to Canterbury was mired with winter mud, so progress was slow. Eleanor, Princess of Provence, had never seen such weather in all of her young life. She tugged back the oil canvas that served to keep out the worst of the rain and peered from her long, box-like carriage into the January landscape. A collection of gaunt faces stared back, figures huddled in heavy cloaks, watching the golden lions of Savoy and Provence pass through Canterbury's southernmost gate into the cramped lanes of the city. Domino Wilhelma's rhythmic snores competed with the splashing of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?